Facebook. It's about a quarter till. Ten till three in the morning, and I'm going to be heading out of town in the morning. So I thought I'd do our devotional a little earlier this. We're going to be headed up to Northwest Missouri, do some work with our rental properties. So keep us in your prayers. In Ephesians. The first chapter, in the sixth verse, says, "He hath made us accepted in the Beloved." He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. And that's quite a thought, isn't it? That He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. We can't make ourselves acceptable to God, because we're born and conceived in sin. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. What a phenomenal thought. What a phenomenal thought. Undescribably makes us should make us shout and happy. Most of my life, I was taught that we make ourselves accepted in the Beloved by our actions. By our walk, by our doing good deeds, by our loving our neighbors, ourselves. I was taught that that's what made us accepted in the Beloved. But here we're told something totally different. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Psalm 9:10, Proverbs 18:10, Isaiah 12:2. I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Psalm 37:25 and Psalm 37:28. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. The seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The Lord will not forsake his people. That please the Lord to make you his people. 1 Samuel 12:22, who delivered us from so great a day, he will yet deliver us. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hebrews 13:5-6. They are without fault before the throne of God. Revelation 14:5. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgressions of the He retaineth not his anger forever, because he will turn again, he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Now unto you that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, ever. Amen. Jude 24:25. most people today do not, you don't hear them talking about trusting in the Lord for their salvation. And they'll say something like, well, I'm just as good as the next guy. You know, I'm not perfect, but I'm just as good as the next guy. Well, none of us are good. None seek after God. All have gone astray. And the Lord has turned his head on him the iniquity of all of his elect. And so realize that he's the one who's made us accept. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. And nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of the. Richard Bennett was a Catholic priest and was gloriously saved and came out for many, many years. And he said that what really worked on him more than anything else in bringing him to a saving knowledge of Christ of Ephesians, and it has had a tremendous impact on me as well. So much of Ephesians 1 and 2 is attributing all of our salvation to God in Jesus Christ. And a lot of people don't want to hear Ephesians 1 and 2 because he says that they want Larry, they want to think they have to have their hand in their salvation. We have no hand in it. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. When we see evil all around us, we see all of the warmongering and the fighting and all of the things demonstrated by the power of Prince and power of this air, we look to Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we look in Ephesians 1 and 2, and we see that in verse 3 it says, well, first verse 2 it says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where it's from. From God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He doesn't leave any blessings out. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us into the adoption. He predestinated unto adoption. And he will never unadopt his children. He will never unadopt us. To the praise of the glory of his grace, when he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, of his grace. We have nothing to boast of ourselves. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. If God the Father purposed that you would be given to his Son, there's nothing that will reverse that. that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works counsel of his own will. That pretty well dispels the false doctrine of free will, doesn't it? That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Well, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. We're in this world according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, which are the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who's rich in mercy, love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, foreordained that we should walk in them. What a beautiful, beautiful chapter. Well, I'm thankful for the Christ for his people. And I never get tired of talking about it. It's a wonderful thing. Predestination. Predestinated unto adoption, having been given an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, reserved in heaven for his people, who are kept by the power of God. What a wonderful, wonderful promise. He's able to keep us from falling and to present us spotless before the throne because of his precious blood. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all of his people. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to think on what Christ has done for us. I hope you have a blessed day today in the Lord. May you take this passages of scripture that we've read, and may they thrill your heart and your I'm glad to know that God's word can be trusted. I'm glad to know that we've been given the faith of Christ. I'm glad to know that he has done all things well. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and peace of glowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me. Excuse me, only groan. Lord, show mercy. May in thy presence stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life. May I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.